K-Rock 955, The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Tom King in the host chair. Yesterday it was round one of the Ballerine. Trek down to Queenscliff Recreation Reserve, where Drysdale, 28-128, had the better of the Cooters, 9-13-67. Similar to last year, a big win for the Hawks to kick off round one. But we know the seasons went separate ways last year. The Cooters made the finals, and Drysdale fell away in Wade Chapman's final year as coach. But new co-coaches and new life at the Hawks, plenty of big-name recruits as well. The co-coaches are Daniel Gell and Luke Matthews, and Luke Matthews has been good enough to join us on the Wash-Up. Flybes, firstly, congratulations. Nice to get the first one under the belt.
G'day, King. Yeah, it was a fantastic start for the club yesterday to get two good wins in seniors and reserves. And, you know, if you said to me at the start of the day we're going to win by both games, you know, 10-goal victories, I would have laughed. But, you know, it was a sensational performance and, you know, good work by the boys to start the season off.
What most pleased you about the performance yesterday? You made a fast start. I think you kicked 6 goals into the breeze down to the Geelong end of the ground, and you were able to, I suppose, then from the rest of the day, can dictate the contest.
Yeah, I think probably the most pleasing thing was the overall team performance. I think that's something we're really looking for, that we don't want to be relying on certain individuals. You know, I think if you want to be a successful team and go deep or push to play finals or be successful, you need a good team performance overall. And now, we had lots of contributors yesterday. That was probably the most pleasing thing, I reckon.
You had some new faces. You had some familiar faces returning. Jared Garth has been plenty talked about him through the pre-season. Of course, a big name at Bell Park for so long. And he made an impact early. I think he had a goal in the opening 90 seconds. He finished with 4, but could have finished with a few more.
Yeah, he was sensational, Garth. He kicked 4. Probably missed a few opportunities as well, and you know, they defended pretty well against him. Our delivery probably could have been better, but yeah, he was brilliant. You know, he competed all day, and he's going to be exciting for the league, and obviously exciting for us.
A name that might have slipped under the guard of Queenscliff when they were scouting you ahead of round one was Harley Pearce. He also finished with 4 goals up forward.
Yeah, that was brilliant of Harley. Like he's a young kid, you know, former Drysdale junior, and you know, to come into the senior group, he's had a huge pre-season. He's got lots of talent. Yeah, and yesterday was a good reward for him to get on the end of the field and kicking 4 goals. It was fantastic.
Just looking at his numbers, he hasn't played with Drysdale since 2013, spent some time at Ocean Grove, played a senior game with the Grubbers last year, and also a couple of years or a year at Newtown as well. What got him back to the club?
Yeah, he's got some close connections with a lot of the guys that are still there, like a few of the younger players that have come through. So, yeah, and that was pretty much one of their focuses of recruiting, that we want to try and get back one-pointers, you know, former Drysdale people. So his name was on our list, and you know, obviously with some close contacts, we got in contact with Harley, and one thing led to another, and then, you know, we've got him on board, and, you know, he's going to have a big future at our club for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, kicked 35 goals in the under-19 competition last year. Chris Lynch from Bell Park, we know what a star he's been at numerous levels, including at VFL with North Ballarat and Geelong, but yesterday just really controlled things down back for you.
Yeah, Lynch is a gem. He's brilliant. He's been so good for our back line. We've got a really young back line group, and Lynch is, you know, really got a real smart football brain. It's pretty much like having another coach playing out on the field with Lynch. Like the architect behind the footy, sets everything up and keeps everyone in check. And, you know, he comes from a teaching background. You know, he's a teacher by, you know, for work, and you know, you can tell he translates that well into football. You know, teaching all the young players and older players lots about, you know, how to play and how to set up behind the footy.
Yep. You weren't at full strength yesterday. Saw a couple of your guns in the crowd. Adam Nolan didn't play, but your co-coach Daniel Gell also sidelined. Can you give us an update of where he's at? I understand it's concussion related.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Jelly, you know, he's copped a fair few head knocks over his time playing footy. Obviously, the way he plays, you know, he puts his head over the footy. And our first practice match against Thompson, he copped a knock to the head early on. And yeah, he's just been suffering a few little issues with that. But we're probably, you know, just taking a cautious approach with him at the moment. And yeah, we're probably hoping to see him probably in the next probably 2 to 3, 4 weeks, hopefully be back playing football. But now, with concussion, you know, you've probably got to take be pretty sensible with it. It's not like, you know, a little hamstring or a calf or a little niggle like that. You've got to be pretty diligent with that. And Joey's working really hard to get himself right. And yeah, we'll see him out in the field in no time, I reckon.
Yep, Jesse Lothian injured a hamstring. Your recruit from Leopold. How, have you been able to catch up with him this morning, get an indication of how serious that is?
Yeah, I think it's more just tightness in his hamstring. He was running pretty fast through the middle. He got some speed up heading, you know, downhill there at Queenscliff, and that's probably done him a bit of injustice there. So, yeah, at that point of the game, you know, we're up by 10, 11 goals. We're in control. There was no point in pushing him. He came off the ground, felt tired. He did a few tests, and he felt like he could go back out there, but it's just not worth the risk, you know. You know, you could, maybe he should be fine for next week or possibly miss a week. Rather, if he went back out in the field, you know, he could probably turn it into a 3-4 week injury, which is just, you know, silly, really.
Yeah. Well, Flies, well done. Good start to your tenure as coach alongside Daniel Jell. You get the Cooters out of the way at the Cooter Bowl. Never easy to win there. Ocean Grove for you next week. Back at home, big day, past Players Day for the Hawks. Well done on the win. Great to catch up with you.
No, thanks, Kingy. Thanks for your support, mate.